brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
It is fair time, and of course the Washington County Fair continues. I believe the fair opens in just about 25 minutes, but I've got fair board members and interested parties of the fair in the studio with me. I'm going to start off with Nolan Jones. I'll try to introduce some of my other guests as we go. Nolan, first of all, thanks for coming out this morning.
Well, thank you, Charlie, and thanks to the Potter family again for us to be able to come on here and tell the community a little update about what's going on. This is day three of the fair, or two for the public, and three for the fair,
well,
or five.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I count four, but that's okay.
Yeah, and then a week before that.
Okay.
We have, really thanks to the volunteers that are involved. We've had a lot of them in the last week or two putting things together, and 14, 16-hour days. It's almost like working for the railroad again. And it's been fun. Yesterday was a very good day. We was all dressed up for the party, but the rain was kind of pushed some of that out of our way yesterday. We had a good crowd, but not an overwhelming crowd. And we'd love to have you guys get up, go out there and enjoy today. It's really a lot of things for you to look at.
The concert by the Let It Ride band last night, they had an appreciative audience out there for that performance as well. And you got another concert coming up tonight.
Yes, we do. Garrett Brown is going to be there tonight at 6 o'clock with his band. And I'm sure that'll be right out there by the covered area, right off the north room, and it'll be going great out there again tonight.
We have a Washington County Commissioner with us. District 1 Commissioner's role at the fair seems to be educating the kids on traditional farm things like shelling corn and making rope. Good morning, Mitch Antle.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a good day in the neighborhood, and I hope for a good day at the fair today. Your predecessor kind of got things going out there, spending some time with the kids, and I have seen you out there educating the youngsters at the fair in the past too.
That's part of the fun part of the job, I guess I'll say. Our free fair board this year has stepped up and taken over in a huge way. They've locked horns with this free fair, and they've engaged and put a lot of work into this, and it's starting to show. So we're anxious for everybody to get out today and tomorrow and enjoy all that's there, not just the exhibits, but all the fun stuff, like you say, the rope spinning and things like that.
It is a fun thing, and some of the traditional parts of county fairs across the country.
Yes.
It's our history. Your involvement this year in the fair, I mean, I know you're out there as a public official, but also you also seem to be out there having fun.
Mainly my focus administratively up at the fair is to just ensure that awards and premiums account is maintained and our mm-hmm. treasurer has an accurate reporting of that, so that we can have that available to our state auditor and inspector whenever they want to view those things. That's really my main administrative goal or role. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just about enjoying the kids, enjoying the fair, the smiles on their faces. It's just incredible. This is something we need to continue to perpetuate in our community. It is our roots.
It is our roots. And whether it's the government involvement by law, what you're supposed to do, or as an interested party, just being part of the community, I've seen many of our elected officials out there over the past 20, 25 years. It's great.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you out there again. We do have some local nonprofits that are part of what's going on at the fair, whether it's exhibit space or activities like last night's pie and basket auction, too.
Absolutely. That's part of that community involvement. We are able to engage on those levels. The Cattle Women's Association did their pie auction last night. That's always a huge, huge hit. Yeah. We've had groups that handle the food prep and serving the food. I cannot remember off the top of my head. I can see Corey and Martin Blum.
Copan Aggies had their brisket sandwiches or the pulled pork sandwiches. You had
Correct.
Your choice of sliced or chopped brisket. And my wife had the pork. I had the brisket. They were both good.
Outstanding.
And the coleslaw and the potato salad were excellent as well. So all the way around, it was a good meal. Looking forward to being out there later on today as well. Nolan, I want to at least to spend a moment or so okay. on the recognition ceremony you had last night for your grand marshals last night as well.
Yes, we were very glad to come to that point before the auction for the pies. It take a few minutes and try to get across, you know, to the crowd and let them know that there's a lot of work and a lot of volunteers involved there on the board. And we were fortunate enough last night to have Pam and Earl Pollock for our grand marshals this year. And she's been kind of held in the background here with us this week and the week before and on the telephone before that. And she's been there now for 10 or 12 years. And I remember when we hired her, and she was a great worker then, and she's only gotten to be a harder working person. And we've really went through some hard times where you had to use the Band-Aids and get by, and she figured out how to do every one of them. She'd get it done, and we're really going to miss her. And it's not going to affect the fair because it's just going to be another more people, more volunteers. And next year they're already talking about having it bigger and better. One of the, you was talking about a smile there. I was thinking about two of them yesterday. One of them was a small boy about 2 years old that was sitting on the wooden bench out there milking that wooden cow. And he looked up at his mother and his smile was just about covered his ears. And it was a beautiful day for that. And then they were fortunate enough to have a milk cow out there, have a calf. The night before, and that was such a big cow that was sitting in the petting area back there, and the little calf, half a day old, and it's already up, and it looks beautiful, all cleaned up, and got those big old eyes, and I don't know how you can't avoid to take your kids up there and check that stuff out. It's all available for you.
It is all available. I was talking to some Dewey students. They must have been about, I don't know, fourth graders or so, if I were to guess. I didn't ask, but they were excited about what they saw, that's for sure, yesterday.
Yes, and as I was going through kind of helping lock up the barns and everything last night, or getting ready to, I thought I was going to lock them up about 10 o'clock after the band, but you know, there was 4-H clubs riders from 2 to 5 years old riding the poles out there with their horses, and other older ones also in that competition. But they were going strong and looked like they were lined up to go for another couple hours before I went. I was impressed at how they all stay in the barn and just live together here for a couple of days. A lot of camaraderie out there.
That's for sure. We're going to preview what's coming up for you at the fair today and particularly tomorrow morning when we continue a community connection coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our community connection on this Friday morning, again, Washington County Free Fair opens, today at 9 o'clock until 9 o'clock tonight. And coming up about 45 minutes from now in the main arena, the drill team horse demonstrations, and of course, Oldies and Goodies Clark Club will be out in front on the lawn. I was one of my perennial interviews, Robin Richards from the Washington Women or Washington Cattlewomen's Association, and typically your booth is pretty close to right inside the front door, and that's where I found you yesterday morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to be here today and represent the cattlewomen. Yes, we are. We come every year, and ag-related is awesome. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about our pie auction. It's an annual event that happens. And through the community that supports our cattlewomen, we really, really appreciate it. Now, last year, the auction brought in $5,820. and the cattlewomen put back into the community $5,687. So we had $3,470 going to the 4-H and FFA youth alone. That's an investment in our future, cattlemen and cattlewomen. And we also wanted to say that last night the Dewey FFA kids helped us with our auction. They were able to walk around with the pies and help spot for the bids. They did a fabulous job. And last night's auction, we actually were able to raise a little over $6,000.
That's great. That's tremendous. Because, again, those dollars get right invested back into those kids in the community. And, of course, 20, 30 years from now, the people who will be producing those products. That's great. How large an organization really is the Cattlewomen's Organization?
Well, the Washington County is actually a part of the state, which is the Oklahoma Cattlewomen's Association, which is in conjunction with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's. Mm-hmm. So it's a big umbrella, and we just fit under that umbrella at our local level. And that way we can help with our local communities and represent cattlewomen as a whole.
Well, I know that the dollars that you plow into those programs, 4-H and FFA programs, I have had fun for every time I get out there, either at the spring show or at the fair, talking with those youngsters. And you can always tell that they've been through the program. They are well prepared. They are articulate spokespeople. They are polite. They are great citizens. The program is accomplishing the job.
Well, and it's great, and as I can speak to what Nolan was saying, it's a small community, and they are a little community within themselves. They help each other, they watch each other's back, so to speak, and they do help raise each other. You know, they're very respectful. It's a great organization, both the 4-H and the FFA.
Yeah, that's for sure. Tomorrow morning, starting at 7 o'clock, an event that has been going on at the fair in one form or another for, I'm going to guess, about the last 5 years or so. It's getting bigger with the Great Pumpkin Contest, and somebody that knows all about that one. Tom Rovenstein, thanks for coming in this morning. You seem to be the spokesperson for people who grow extremely large pumpkins. Good morning.
Yes, I happen to be the president of the club, the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers Club, and so we got several of our members that are coming in. We've got a guy from Kansas that's coming down with a big pumpkin. Got a guy from Claremore that's coming in. Actually, he's on his way here to help me get the things all ready for us. And we've got a pumpkin from Nowata coming, and that's the ones we know about. But we're on a site, and we're with it's the Greater Pumpkin Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have our official weigh-off, so that's kind of exciting. And the guy from Kansas says, I want to come down just because I know your official site, because he could take it to the Kansas fair. They have one every year, but it's not really official, and it's not, you know, sanctioned, and they don't have the judges and whatever. So anyway, we're very excited about it all.
Well, I understand that locally we've learned a lot from an organization that does giant pumpkins over in Missouri that kind of is known for what they do, right?
Right. Yeah, we went over to see them earlier, was at the end of, they have theirs the first Saturday in October. We went over to watch theirs last time. We've got a lot of pumpkin growers around here. For whatever reason, I mean, I lost one to yellow vine disease. I had another guy in the club lost one to yellow vine. A lot of our roots, the stumps rotted. It just got too wet. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I don't know. I'll probably have about a 300-pound pumpkin, and it's not a good year. And a lot of them have kind of struggled in, some areas.
And
so
that's something I think the public loses track of in production agriculture. I don't care what your product or commodity is. You know, it's a risk-reward type business, just like a lot of other businesses.
Yeah.
You invest your time, your materials, your money, and weather and other conditions either help you or hurt you.
Right. Yeah, we've got a guy coming all the way from Texas. He was at our first meeting, and he said, I'm out. This is a hailstorm, tore through everything, damaged the vines. Another guy, sometimes they'll grow so fast that they just kind of split, and he says, I've lost mine, and he was kind of disappointed, and so he's out. So kind of sad, but
I've got news roots from Illinois. I don't, no big secret there. Mm. But my first news job was just about 10 miles away from the Morton Pumpkin canning plant in Morton, Illinois. And, of course, there it's not giant pumpkins there, but you see about a four-story tall pile of pumpkins sitting outside the plant as they're being dropped off there.
Right.
And, of course, that city, they do about a week-long pumpkin festival with pumpkin ice cream, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin pie, pumpkin chili. If you can think of a way to make it pumpkin, it's there.
Yeah, yes.
And so it's a big deal. Their big pumpkin festival parade runs about 2.5 hours every year, and I think they bring bands in for four states. It's just a big deal.
Right.
But how do you get started in growing all these large pumpkins?
You first have to get your soil ready. You need to pick a good seed. We'll have another seed auction through our club. If you go to the My Big Pumpkins, you can find our auction, and First, you have to get the good genetics, have to get the soil right. And a lot of it, truthfully, is luck. I mean, there's just a lot of things that can go wrong. And some, you know, I've got a guy that's had a 700-pounder, and I had three plants planted. He had one, and mine's a 300-pounder, and I've had two of them kind of go down. So, anyway, it just kind of a, you know, it was his first time to do it just in the backyard. And I think a lot of the pests hadn't figured out where he was living yet, and I think next year they may be a different story, but he's had some aphids, and that's about it.
Well, at least it's not a plague of locusts.
Anyway,
the judging is at noon tomorrow, right?
Yes, yeah, we're hoping to start right at noon with our judging, yes. And have five judges that are coming in to judge.
And judging criteria, obviously pounds and overall appearance, but what do you look for?
There's a couple of things that we have to, you know, that the this is an international group that we're with. Part of it is the vine cannot be over an inch away from the stem coming out, so we look for that. You can't have any form materials, caulking or anything to fill a hole or a gap. If something's been damaged and it's healed and it's still sealed, it's fine. If there's an opening into the cavity, that disqualifies it. And we just say it's damaged, and they still get credit for having that weight, but it's not like a state record if it's damaged.
That's too bad.
And then they can't have more than they can have a little rotting is a problem that all of them can face. And if they have over 3 inches, that disqualifies it. Or if they have more than three places on the pumpkin that there's rotting, that disqualifies it also.
Well, so I invite the public out tomorrow to view all these pumpkins. And, of course, fair goes on until 5 o'clock.
Right.
And so that is the way it's going to be out there for the fair. And also, that's a heck of a ringtone on my phone. Anyway, it's all going on tomorrow, and best of luck. You're expecting something close to 1,000-pound pumpkin still?
I would imagine we're going to have at least one that's over 1,000 and one that's over 900. I know that. And like I say, anybody can just show up. I mean, they don't have to schedule and say, hey, I want to set up an appointment to weigh my pumpkin. So we could have quite a few that have seen our stuff and have never commented and just show up. But anyway, I know we'll have several. I wouldn't be surprised if we have 10 to 15 pumpkins maybe.
Wow. Robin, maybe you need to open things up for pumpkin growers as part of your organization. I don't know.
Well, you know, agriculture is what the fair is all about. So
yes.
That's for sure. Nolan,
As you said there, we're going to be open till 5 tomorrow. That's one of the changes we made this year, because in previous years, on those who work on Saturdays and then they jump up and get their kids and run toward the fair, it's all shut down and leaving at 2:30, 3 o'clock. And so we've extended that to 5. And there will be a pet show tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And one of the rules is that you have to be able to pet it, but I think you can pet almost anything. And so that'll be going on tomorrow, and we'll be there till 5 o'clock, so please come out and enjoy every bit of it.
Well, I know that was a decision the fair board made after people, you know, kept hanging around last year till well after official closing time, so that's one reason they have kind of let's try it and see how it works. Mitch, just for anything final closing remarks on this one we need to get done?
Just some final thoughts, Charlie. In Pam's deciding to move away or transition out of our fair manager's position, we do have a new fair manager, Jason Mantooth, up at our fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. He has got some very solid, sound ideas about marketing the facility as a whole. not just around the free fair, but apart from the free fair as well.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. We're still all in, and we're anxious to see what's coming in the future.
Well, and I'll tell you, just because I'm going to take the time here that normally I send it for a network newscast, the county commissioners over the past several years you've done feasibility studies, you've done things looking at the what possibilities are, and I know that the decision was made to continue with the current facility. It is landlocked. There are some problems geographically getting in because of the schools, but it's still a great facility, and just you're there to support the current facility and make it work.
That's our focus. That's our focus right now. I would love to see something in the future, a new facility in the future. That's an ongoing discussion. I still believe, I could be overly optimistic, but I still believe at some point in the future, some door will open for us, and we'll be able to make that happen as a community.
Okay. Well, the fair again until make sure I get the right hours here today. Open till 9 tonight, and then tomorrow a little bit later opening, 11 o'clock for the exhibits. But if you want to come on out and bring a pumpkin tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, you are welcome. So get out there. That's our Community Connection on 1400 K1, and we've got more on the way. Head out to the fair. It's going to be a good time for you today. And let's see, I believe it is the Dewey FFA that's serving lunch today.
That's correct.
Yeah, I want to make sure I get that out there.
And then tomorrow will be the Indian ladies with the tacos.
That's right. So go on out, have a meal, see your friends at the fair, and support your local community. More on the way on K1 coming up in just a moment. We're just talking with customers at the Gusher Car Wash. Why'd you come out today?
It's a beautiful day to be out right now, and glad to take it down and get it cleaned up.
There are a lot of options around the area. You could choose a lot of places. What made you choose the Gusher?
The convenience, the friendly staff that's here, they help out when we're going through the lines, and I also like the free vacuum service. So
you don't have to count your minutes, right?
That's correct. It's good all the way around for everybody.